And so now I invite you to close your outer eyes if you have not already done so. Become comfortable in your seat, put your feet flat on the floor, and just breathe. Take in that deep cleansing breath, hold it for a few seconds, and then slowly, gently release, knowing that surely the presence of the Lord, the great I Am, is in this place. And as you continue to breathe, just be willing to come apart for a while, as Jesus did so many times throughout his ministry. Just feel and know that you are one with a power greater than anything in this world. And as you continue breathing out and breathing in, release any fears, any worries, any angst. Just allow them to exit your consciousness. And now we know and feel the oneness that we are, the oneness with God and all humankind. And as we do so, we ask ourselves that compelling question, who do you think you are? Who do you say you are? So many voices in society, and maybe among our own families and friends, telling us we are less than, not enough, not able, not worthy. We just need to take some time in this sacred moment to look beyond the clamor of those voices to the truth of our image, to the truth of our being. As Paul said, now we see in a mirror darkly, but soon we will see face to face. Beyond what we see in only human consciousness, there is so much more. There is an allness, a wholeness that is your true identity. You were born in the image and likeness of God, born in original goodness on this earth to express the love, light, and energy of the divine. That is what Jesus Christ came to show us. And now I invite you to take into your consciousness an area of your lives where you might be feeling powerless or less than or unable. This could be a healing need. It could be a seeming lack of abundance. It could be simply a longing or a goal that you are just really wanting to achieve. Now, as you bring that into your consciousness, let's also take into our hearts what Charles Fillmore told us in Talks in Truth. He wrote, "It is your mission, it is your mission to express all that you can imagine God to be. Let this be your standard of achievement. Never lower it, nor allow it to be belittled by the cry of sacrilege. You can attain to everything you can imagine. If you can imagine it's possible to God, it is also possible to you." So take this into your heart as you contemplate any life challenge right now for a few moments in the silence. And now, as we come together in this church, church with the true meaning of the word, a spiritual community to support one another in our own growth, let us say aloud and say about ourselves the unity blessing that we usually give to new members. It is, I love you, I bless you, I behold the Christ as you. Would you say that with me, please? I love you. I bless you. I behold the Christ as you. And so it is. And we just say, thank you, God. Amen. And now we come together to joyously and thankfully sing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power.